Acts chapter 9, we'll begin at verse 22. Does anyone know what the weight limit is on the interstate for like a tractor trailer? 80,000, that's right. Why is there a weight limit? Why does it matter? I mean, couldn't we make a lot more money if we could haul a lot more stuff and not worry about the weights? Just what? Accidents? Bridges? You know, if something is overloaded, there's a risk to everything around it. If something has too much weight on it, it's dangerous, isn't it? At the quarry where I work, you know, sometimes I've seen some trailers come in there, and I've seen the old boys come in there, and they have these homemade trailers they make, and it just cracks me up. These people, what they fabricate, and one thing they always forget to do, it seems like, is check the air in their tires. Now, your tires may look good, but you don't know really, if you don't check them, you don't know how they are until you put a weight on them. And I've seen several trailers that boys get loaded, and when the loader man loads them, the tire just pops off. It just so low, you know, and it just pops it off or just blows it out because the load was heavier than what the tire was able to take. You know, what happens if you have a tire and you keep pushing air in it, keep putting air in it, keep putting air in it? What's going to happen to that tire? It will explode. Every time? Every time. Every time it does that. Tonight I want to talk about sometimes in our lives you're going to find yourself weighted down and loaded down with more weight than you can take. And we're going to look into the Bible, and what does the Bible say of what we can do when there's so much weight on us, we can't go another inch? Because that happens to all of us sometimes. We have so much on us, so much we're carrying, we can't go another inch. And so let's look at the Bible. And I want to begin, let's go back to Paul. Acts chapter 9, we're looking at Paul here. I want you to notice, first of all, Paul just got saved in chapter 9, didn't he? He just got saved, and he's already preaching. And you go on down there in Acts 9, you get on down there to verse 22. And it says, Saul increased and more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. Now look, he's already been saved just a little while, and they're already trying to kill him. I mean, the same chapter got saved, and he's already got enemies that are after him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him. And believed not that he was a disciple. Not only do they want to kill him, but now the disciples, they're scared of him. They don't have anything to do with him. What's a tough way to go when you're just starting off? Go to chapter 14 now. Look at verse 19. And there came in thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, and persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he arose up and came into the city. The next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Well, here we see Paul was stoned and left for dead. They thought he was dead, but he just hopped back up and kept on going. You go a little further, go to Acts chapter 16. You look here at verse 22. The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And they had laid many stripes upon them. They cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them in the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Now, what we looked at this morning was 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And I feel like God is, again, let me read this to you. 2 Corinthians 11, 23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, perils of mine own countrymen, perils by the heathen, and perils in the city, and perils in the wilderness, and perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides all these that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. What a load Paul had. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, and listen to what Paul said. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Paul is talking about a time here in his ministry where he was so overloaded. And notice what he said, pressed out of measure. He's just so weighted down that his own words was, he despaired even of life. Paul was to a point in his life that he did not want to live. He had no desire to live anymore because of the burden that was on him. That load was so heavy. And I want you to know something. You can get a load on you that's that heavy. You can get loaded down so heavy that you can't go any further. Even doing the work of God, even doing the will of God, you can be so loaded down and burdened that you just, even like Paul says, despaired of even life. Now, I want to say first of all this. As Christians, all of us have a load to bear. We do have a load to bear. And I just want to real quick, Luke chapter 14, verse 27, I want to show you that we do have a burden that we must carry. Luke 14, 27, Jesus said this, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. You know, now to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, and listen to what Jesus said here. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now he's making a plea here to all people that are weighed down with a burden so great that they feel they can't go another inch and they despair. Christ is talking to you, whether you're a Christian or if you're lost. He's talking to you tonight. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want you to know something, church, is that God will never put on more than you can bear. He will never do it. In fact, Jesus said that his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Which means whatever the Lord would have you do, he'll give you the strength and the grace to do it. And it may be hard for someone else to do what you do, but God will make it easy for you. Preaching, as you may think, I'm as bad as I am, it's easy for me. It's not hard. But for some of y'all, you don't want anything to do with it, do you? You can't imagine standing before a group and proclaiming the scriptures. That's just because it's something God made. It made it easy for me to do. There's things y'all do that I wouldn't want to have any part of, you know, because God gives us all a different job. So that's what the Lord's given me. But I do know this, that whatever the burden is the Lord gives me, he will never put more on me than I can bear. However, I can put more on me than I can bear. And I can let other people put more on me than I can bear. Can't we? You see, God said he would never put more on us. But I do believe sometimes that we let others put more on us than we can bear. Let me tell you what my load is. Here's my load as a man. And I think all men would agree this is what our load is. My first responsibility in my life is my relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That is the number one concern I have in my life, that I'm walking with my Lord and serving him and I'm pleasing his sight. That's the number one concern. If you miss that one, your whole life is out of order. That's the first concern every man in this room has. Every man's second concern, if you're married, is you have a wife to take care of your wife. That is your second concern, is provide and take care of your wife. And love her as Christ loved the church. Your third concern on this load that you carry is to raise your family. Take care of your family. Teach them the scriptures. Teach them the right way. If there's anything left, then you can use it in the church. Okay? If those three things are more than I can handle, then I don't need to be pastoring. My first responsibility is not to pastor a church. It's to take care of my family. And that's your responsibility too. Okay? Too many pastors and too many leaders in churches have neglected their families. And they've made their families shipwreck. They've lost their families. Let me tell you, without your family, you don't have a ministry. You got to have a... Without them, there is no ministry. You lose them, you've lost everything. And so that's why we have priorities and responsibilities. That first is my household, my family. And then if there's anything left after that, then I can pastor a church and I can do other things as the Lord allows. And of course, if it's God's will, He'll give you the grace to do it. But we all have responsibilities, you know. If a pastor is putting his church first in his life, he's putting the cart in front of the horse. He's getting all backwards. And that's a huge mistake. Now, there's a limit to what any of us can bear. But let me tell you what you're going to find a lot of times is people will put more limits on you. They'll put more burdens on you than you ought to have. Let me tell you one of the biggest burdens that church people face today, and that's religion. You know, religion will burden you. People that follow just religion, it can burden you down. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about religion. Let me show you some things in the Bible real quick. Look at Matthew 23, 4. Matthew 23, 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed. That's verse 23. That's chapter 23. That's not going to work. 23:4. For they, talking about the Pharisees, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their fingers, with one of their fingers. You see, the Pharisees were putting burdens on people of the law that wasn't even in the scriptures. They were adding to the law. They were making up laws and making God's law impossible to keep. They're making it a huge burden. And they were piling this on men saying you were required to do this and to do this and do this. And it was nowhere in the Bible. They were burdening the people down with these heavy burdens. Let me show you another example. Acts chapter 15. And look at verse 1. Acts chapter 15 and verse 1. We see this today very commonly all the time. Certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Now here you have an adding to the word of God. These people were making a requirement on salvation that was not in the scriptures. They were adding to God's word and saying, if you want to be saved, you must believe in Jesus, but you must also do this. And if you don't do this, you can't be saved. Well, the church had a discussion about this. And listen to what Peter said in verse 8. And God which knoweth the hearts bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us. He's talking about the Gentiles. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither our fathers were able to bear, neither our fathers nor we were able to bear, but we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. And so here Peter says, we're saved by believing in Jesus Christ, by putting your faith in Him. You don't add to that. Adding to it is putting a burden that's not in the scriptures, and that's wrong. You know, you have the Catholic Church that requires all kinds of things among their members, such as infant baptism, confession, these things that they require people that's not in the scriptures, you know, that's being added to the Bible. And if you don't do these things, there's tremendous penalties that go with that. It's an adding to the Word of God. It's burdens that don't need to be borne. And I tell you, first of all, the biggest burden I think anyone has is the sinner. Those that are lost carry a huge, heavy burden, and that is sin. I remind you that when God designs you, He designs you not to bear sin. You were designed to live righteously. When you, as a sinner, when a person is living in sin, alienated from God, that is a heavy, heavy load that they are bearing. If I flip back here to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15, I'm going to kind of reach back to a verse we used this morning. A verse I've read before, but I never really got it till Arvel talked about it. Brother Arvel mentioned this a lot. It says, the way of the transgressors is hard. Living in sin is hard. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. You know, people that live in sin, that have no fear of God, and they do the ways of the flesh, think that they're happy. But what do they often turn to? So often they turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs. And why do they turn to these things? To escape the heavy load that sin weighs down on the soul. So you can't live in fornication and adultery and covetousness and have joy in your life and have peace. You can't do it. You just cannot do it. It's impossible. And they may claim that they do, but they turn to these other things to always escape. Now, I'll tell you something. If you're a Christian tonight, I want you to know this. If you're living in sin as a Christian and you got sin in your life, unconfessed sin, you are carrying a heavy load that you cannot bear either. It is a heavy load. And let me tell you what happens when a Christian carries sin. It is going to weigh you down so heavy that you're going to neglect all your other duties. You're going to be this sin will consume your life. Let me show you this in the scriptures. Look at Psalm 38 and verse 4. Psalm 38 and verse 4. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. Do you see what sin does? Here David is being honest. Says, it's too heavy to carry it. My sins are such a heavy burden. He said, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Look at verse 6. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Sounds like a depressed person to me, don't it? Sounds like a person that's in the deep depression because of his sin. If you go on now and look at verse 8. I am feeble. I am sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. I tell you, sin is a heavy burden. If you go down and look at Psalm 32 and verse 2. Look what he says here. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Now here is, happy is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. A man who's clean. His sins are forgiven. And whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. And my moisture was turned into the drought of the summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and thou forgavest all the iniquity of my sin. You see, what the psalmist is saying here is, when he was living in sin, and he was far from God, and he was backslidden, God's hand was on him, pushing down harder and harder and harder, and his cart, he couldn't carry it anymore. He said it was destroying him. And that's not God's putting weight on you. That's your sin is doing this. Your sin causes God to push down on you, and you can't go any further. I'm telling you, friend, you can try to live in sin, and you might think you can get away with it. I'm going to tell you from experience, you cannot get away with it. God won't let me get away with mine. He won't let you get away with yours. He'll get you every time. And you may try to hide it and cover it up and pretend you never did it, and you might lie to yourself, but I'm going to tell you, God sees it, and he will push down on you until you come to a point that you'll either break apart or you'll confess your sin and be forgiven. One of the two. But God knows how to get our attention. You know, what we all need is what 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24 tells us. Let me read here real quick. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. See, here's a load we can't carry, is sin. We need a sin bearer, don't we? We need somebody that'll carry him for us, and that's Jesus. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So by Christ dying on the cross for us, and while forgiving our sins, he takes that burden off of us. And so that helps us. That's a major thing. You know, while I'm here, I'm going to read Psalm 103 and verse 11. Psalm 103 and verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. You know, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now listen to verse 14. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You know, the frame. You think about a frame of a car or a frame of a house. It's what supports everything. It holds it together. You know, your frame, your muscles, your bones, it's your frame. It holds you together. He knows what our frame is. He knows what we can bear. And one thing God knows we can't bear is sin. It'll always outweigh us. You know what sometimes people do, though? I think even Christians do this. As we try to serve the Lord, we hitch our wagon to the wrong cart. Luke 21, verse 34. Let me show what the Bible warns here about overloading something. Luke 21 and verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you as unawares. What the Bible's warning us here is your heart can be overcharged. You can overload your life with things that aren't important, the things that don't matter. You know, we know it's wrong to drink. We know that. No drunkenness. We see that clearly. But you know, the cares of this life isn't necessarily sin, but it's getting burdened down with all the cares of this world, and it weighs us down too much. We can't serve the Lord. You know, you think about some great men in the Bible. There's a lot of men in the Bible that all got to where Paul was. Let's look at a few real quick, real fast. Job chapter 10, verse 1. Listen to what Job said. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Here Job talks about the fact that his soul is weary of his life. If I go back here to Numbers chapter 11, did Moses ever get discouraged? Did Moses ever get so discouraged that he wanted to die? Did he ever get so burdened down and so heavy laden that he didn't want to go any further? Absolutely. Numbers chapter 11, verse 15. Listen to what Moses said. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. There's a discouraged man right there, isn't it? Moses was down, and he asked God just to end his life. So weighed down with the cares of this world, so burdened, he didn't want to go any further. Can y'all think of anyone else in the Bible? I'm thinking one of the greatest prophets that ever lived, one of my favorites. He went up to Mount Carmel, faced the prophets of Baal. And then an old Jezebel said to Elijah, she said, tomorrow you'll be dead just like those prophets. Mm-hmm. And Elijah, he got discouraged and he said this, but he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Well, he was discouraged. I tell you, another prophet that got discouraged. He was at the Garden of Gethsemane. He had a heavy burden on him, absolutely. Let the cup pass. Listen to Jeremiah 17, 20, verse 17. because he slew me not from the womb, or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. You know, Jeremiah didn't ask God to kill him. He just wished he was never born. I just want to show you that. Here are some of the greatest men in the Bible that we look up to and we respect. Even they got discouraged and their carts got overloaded. And they got to a point that they didn't want to live. And I'll tell you why. And I believe it's the same for all of them. Is every one of them took their eyes off the Lord. And when they took their eyes off the Lord, guess who always will step in? Satan will. And old Satan will tell you what a failure you are. He'll step in there and he'll start loading your cart down with lies. He'll start weighing you down with falsehood and lies. And you'll believe what he's telling you. And he'll bring this discouragement. And he does it every single time. And there might be some of you here today that you're weighed down in life. And maybe you've got burdens and cares. You know, there's some of y'all might have a bad job. And your job weighs you down. And it discourages you and it worries you. You know, some of y'all might have a lot of bills. You know, let's just quit paying them. Would that help? Well, we can't do that. We got to pay our bills, but that'd be bad advice from the preacher. But you know, we get these burdens, and we don't know what to do. We feel like we're going to go crazy. Let me tell you what to do now. When your cart is overloaded, the first thing you have to do. You ever drove by the weigh station up here on 40? You ever seen a truck backed up to another truck, where they're backed up together? Or have you ever seen two U-Haul trucks, not U-Haul, but UPS trucks, back to back, and the doors are open? What are those drivers doing inside that truck? They're transferring the load. And what you need to do is when you find out, when you can't go any further, what you have to do is you have to transfer the load. You got to get the load off. It's as simple as that. You can't go any further. You got to do something. You can't sit where you're at. You can't stay here. You got to get the load off. So how do you do it? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 tells us. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. This casting is talking about taking it off. Removing it from the cart. It's not talking about fishing where you throw a line out. Because some people do this. They'll cast their burden off. And then what do? They reel it back in. That's not what this is talking about. It's not talking about reeling it back in. This is talking about casting your burden off. And who do you unload it on? You give it to the Lord. You unload it on the Lord. And you let him have it. And the Bible tells us that's what God wants you to do. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That is the key to it all. Let me go back here to Psalm 55 and verse 22. Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now I believe that. And I believe the Bible says you're to cast your burden on the Lord. Now, I'm not going to turn there, but if you want to write this down, if you read in Isaiah 38, 17, you'll read there how God takes our sins and he casts them behind his back. Okay? Now, does God pick them back up when he casts them away? He does not. That's what the casting is. He casts them away. Micah chapter 7 and verse 19 talks about the Lord casting away our sins. He throws them away, gets rid of them. And so this is what the Bible's talking about, is we're to cast our cares upon the Lord. You know, and I go back to Brother Charles' example. You know, Brother Charles talked about a time in his life where you were about to go crazy, you said. You had such heavy burdens on you. He said he just went to the altar that one day, and he prayed, and he simply gave it to the Lord. And church, I'm telling you, it sounds too simple, but that's exactly what you have to do. The devil doesn't want you to do it, but there's power in this. Is that we take our burdens to the altar and we lay them down before God and we say, God, this is what I'm worried about. This is my concern. And you give it to God and then you get up and you say, God, I'm going to let you take care of it. I can't. And he will. And then every time the devil reminds you of your burden, every time the devil brings it up, you just go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to just give this back to you real quick. I can't take it. This is yours. And every time you think about it, give it back to God. That's how you handle those heavy loads. That's what God wants you to do. Because God did not design you to carry all these heavy burdens. We've got what we are designed to carry and what we're not designed to carry. And when these things in life come upon us, we give them to the Lord. And I tell you, some of y'all probably need to take a vacation too. I think it's good to get away. I think when things get really hard and you're going through a tough time, it's good to get a vacation and kind of get away. Let me tell you what else will help you with your load. I believe is when we believe what the Bible says. If you'll take time and read the Bible, I know we hear this all the time, but if you'll read it and believe it and trust it and claim it and accept it and just take it in and internalize the word, bring it into you, make it who you are, God will lighten the burden if you'll just take God's word and believe it. And I tell you something else that helps a lot is when you take time and count your blessings. You know, I think Mr. Lane sung about that. When you count your blessings, it always reminds us how good God has been with us. And I'll tell you one last thing. The last thing about this is Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 says that we're to bear one another's burdens. And if I've got a heavy load, there's nothing wrong with me going to my brother or my sister and saying, boy, I've got a heavy load. Let me tell you what's weighing me down. And then the two women can get together, the two men can get together, and they can pray together. And they can give it to the Lord. I think this is key to getting these things out of our lives. I want to close with just a couple, with some positive verses. I want to close with some encouragement for you tonight. How God wants to help us. He doesn't want us to be burdened down. And while I'm here in the New Testament, let me flip to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 again. We looked at verse 7. Look at verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know what that's saying? Humble yourself before the Lord, and with his mighty hand, he'll pick you up. He'll get you going again. Now let's look here. The next four verses I want to share with you, and this is it tonight. This is going to be all in Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. In fact, all of these are going to be in Isaiah in the 40s. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Does that sound like a shepherd that wants his sheep burdened down? Not at all, does it? Not a bit. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Look at verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying, unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I can't help but see in verse 13 that God's reaching down and he's holding our hand. Look at verse 46 and verse 4. And I love this verse. Oh, I love this verse. You old folks ought to love this too. All you folks that are over 40. Three, you old timers, you ought to really enjoy this one. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to the hoarheads will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Boy, he's talking about the old people. He's going to take care of them. He says, I'll carry you. Well, isn't that good to know? That's the God we serve. So I want to encourage you tonight. If, you know, the Bible shows us what to do if our load is too heavy, that we need to unload that load. And we do have a burden to bear. But if we'll follow Jesus and do what he says, He said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And I believe that that's one thing we should always remember, is that God will always help us if we'll let him. Let's stand together tonight.